One of my right-hand girls is actually from the Philippines, and I'm very, very excited to meet her tomorrow. She has been my right-hand woman for the last, I don't know how long now, and we haven't met, and I'm super excited to meet her. And she doesn't know this yet, but I'm actually treating her and her family to a trip to Boracay, and I'm so excited because her and her family have never had a beach vacation. They've never been to a beach resort or had a beachside vacation before. And I remember the day I heard that, I found that to be so bizarre and so surprising. And it was very humbling. It reminded me that we are very, very privileged and we have everything at our fingertips.
Welcome to the Inspired to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe Lay, and in each episode, I will be sharing with you insights from either an inspiring person or myself to help you thrive and shine online and in person. We talk about all things marketing, relationships, money, business, growth, mindset, and more. So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast. I am super excited for tonight's episode because now that I'm abroad, there's just so much to share, so much to talk about. And I'm actually doing this in my hotel room the night before my speaking engagement in Manila. It's been around 6 days now since I've arrived in the Philippines, and it's been absolutely fantastic. I've just come from 5 days being away with one of my best friends in Boracay, the wonderful white sand island, which I'm sure most people already have heard about. It is one of the best beaches in Asia. It was awarded not only in the Philippines, but in Asia. And it definitely lives up to its name. Absolutely stunning. The skies were blue every single day. The water was crystal clear. And the temperature every day was around 30 degrees. We had a great time. And so I wanted to talk to you guys today and I wanted to get very real. This is obviously our Real Talk series, which means that it gets shared the next day. And also, if you guys are tuning in from Spotify or YouTube, you can literally watch this episode. It's audio and visual as well. I am recording this from my new favorite hotel here in Manila, and I was running my bath and I was thinking to myself, what am I going to share? I mean, first of all, there's been so much that has happened and so much going on, especially because firstly, we've had the election in the US, which a lot of stuff was happening on social media, and I've heard a lot of men and women share, you know, their thoughts and their opinion on Trump getting reelected. We've also had International Men's Day, which has been so underwhelming. I mean, International Women's Day is such a big day. Most people know the date, but International Men's Day this year was kind of something that we just stumbled upon and being like, oh my goodness, you know, we've actually got to share about International Men's Day. Over the last 2-3 months, there have been so many men in my corner that has really not only supported Thrive and Shine Co., but supported me on a personal level. And I have given a shout out on LinkedIn. If you guys are following me on LinkedIn, there were like about 15 men that I could think of at the top of my head that has not only impacted my journey over the last few years in my business and becoming who I am as a woman in business, but also in just like personally supporting me through the tough times and also cheering me on through the good times. So if you are listening to this, I just want to say that, especially if you have been in my corner these last 2-3 months, I just want to give you guys a big shout out and say thank you. I would not be here today if it wasn't for each and every one of you that has given me, you know, whether it's a shoulder to lean on or words of advice, it all adds up. So I want to give you guys a big shout out. I also today wanted to dive deep into the topics of living life to the full and embracing change and leading with authenticity. And Today, we are going to talk about letting go. You've probably already heard that I've had a recent episode with Mario Beckus, which I'm very excited to release. It is definitely going to be quite eye-opening because it's one of the most personal interviews I've ever had. There's so much humor and joy when we chat. I wanted to talk about change, okay? So change is obviously something that we need to embrace in order for new doors to open. And change is one of those things where if we don't embrace change, we ultimately stay stuck. And as someone that has grown up in a city like Melbourne, where things can get very, very comfortable and very, very stable and steady, I have always been a big believer in stepping outside of my comfort zone and doing things that will really lead to discomfort and growth. And one of the things that I love doing is travel. And so we all know that travel brings about a lot of growth. They say travel is the only thing in the world that makes a person richer, aside from obviously money and investments. And so far this year, I've already visited 4 different countries in Asia. I've got a few more to go. January is going to be quite significant for my journey as well, because I am going back to my mum's home country, China. I'm spending time not only in Guangzhou in China, but also visiting Taiwan, which I haven't been to in decades, visiting Hong Kong, which I also haven't been to in decades, and potentially there will be a drastic change from island hopping and spending November, December in sunny Southeast Asia. So we all know change is inevitable. It's a part of life, and it's the part that, you know, helps us to grow. But change is also something that really holds us back as well when we have resistance. So I wanted to talk about today what it feels like when we resist change, and also what can happen if we don't embrace change. Because if we are really holding on and gripping on to the things that make us feel safe and familiar, ultimately what happens is we don't get to grow and we don't get to change. And when we adapt and grow, we actually become more resilient, we become more adaptable, and we learn and we experience challenges and we overcome those challenges, and then we experience facets of ourselves that we haven't seen or experienced before. We step into this person that only comes out when we are challenged. And so I'm a big believer in really embracing challenges and just grabbing the bull by the horn. Like, I'm a true believer that especially every time we say goodbye to our comforts, we say goodbye to our hometown, we say goodbye to a city that we've grown up in or a city that we've started to really become accustomed to, change can become very unfamiliar and difficult. You know, I remember when I was a radiographer, so this is like roughly around 2014, I moved around 5 different cities in the UK, which meant that on average, I was spending less than a month and a half in each city. My shortest stints was 3 days in London because I absolutely did not enjoy it. And then some of my longest stints were like 2-3 months, for example, in Brighton. And you know, going from places that were like very country town, like English country town, to as rough as Glasgow in Scotland, where people were just a bit cruel. You know, it was definitely more of a rough time, to then go into like a coastal town in Brighton. And like every time I changed my environment, every time there was a switch, because back then I was actually working as a locum radiographer. So there was a lot of change. You know, I would be told at the very last minute if there was a contract coming up, and I would just literally pack my bags and go if it was calling me. And also, of course, if a contract was coming to an end. And there was a lot of travel in between. And I remember during that time, I learned that sometimes when things are a bit challenging, when things obviously stretch you, and when things don't go according to plan, it's actually a really good thing. It's a great way for you to become adaptable, and it's a really fantastic way for you to grow. And I remember coming back from my overseas adventures, and my pseudo father, who is basically, you know, like a second dad to me, he was the person that encouraged me to go traveling on my own and live overseas. At that time, I had only lived overseas for 3 months in Shanghai, China. And Shanghai was very, very different, of course, to Australia. But when you have lived in Shanghai and China, it is very different to like working and living abroad. And for those that are tuning in that have already done stints overseas, you can probably resonate. Like, there's a lot of growth that happens when you challenge yourself and when you live in another city and another country. And so I remember when I came back, there was a joke that he made to my partner at the time, and he was, you know, joking about how I went from five-star Phoebe to a totally different woman. And I think ultimately what had actually shifted was we become more grounded when we travel. It definitely humbles us. And, you know, that was something that my friend and I even experienced when we went island hopping yesterday, when we pretty much, you know, we were taken to this small town village for lunch, and we went from like touristy Boracay, where everything is just upper end and, you know, a bit overpriced as well, and it's very touristy, to a very underdeveloped coastal village. And it was very humbling because it made me realize that, well, it reminded me that we are very, very privileged as people that live in, you know, first world countries, and we have everything at our fingertips. You know, I hear our conversations where my friends and I will talk about, you know, like flying business class. And it's so interesting the things that we take for granted, which is just a simple roof over our head. And that's one of the things that I really want to experience during this trip. It is just living life a lot simpler. You know, I mean, right now I'm in a hotel. They told me at check-in that the sauna and the pool is under maintenance. Like, for a few seconds, I was a bit like, oh, and I was slightly disappointed. And, you know, one of the things that travel has really helped me to let go of is disappointment. Like, you can just move past disappointment really quickly when you've been through challenges, especially the challenges of travel. And so I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. You know, there probably wasn't going to be time for the sauna. So I just wanted to say that we are obviously very, very privileged, and we sometimes take things for granted. And it's not until you travel that you remember these things, and you know, it opens your eyes. And sometimes, you know, you'll see people begging on the street. You'll look at the conditions that they live in and just think, wow, giving them a few dollars here and there to us is nothing. It's one less coffee. But for them, it means so much. And so I encourage you, when you are traveling next, to just have a few like coins or spare change or notes, and just make sure that you, I guess, give from a generous heart, and remember to do that. Something really small for us is a huge impact for somebody else. One of my right-hand girls is actually from the Philippines, and I'm very, very excited to meet her tomorrow. She has been my right-hand woman for the last, I don't know how long now, and we haven't met, and I'm super excited to meet her. And she doesn't know this yet, but I'm actually treating her and her family to a trip to Boracay at the end of this month. In the middle of next month. And I'm so excited because her and her family, even though they live in the Philippines, and they, you know, she's been to like Cebu, Manila for work, etc. But her and her family have never had a beach vacation. They've never been to a beach resort or had a beachside vacation before. And I remember the day I heard that, I found that to be so bizarre and so surprising. And to treat them to a vacation as opposed to obviously just giving them a Christmas bonus. And I was umming and ahhing between, like, should I give them a Christmas bonus, like a big Christmas bonus where they get to take themselves somewhere or invest in a car, etc. But I thought to myself, I think that for me, like the best experiences in life have been travel, and those are the experiences that you always remember for a lifetime. I was talking to a friend from London recently, just before I left for the Philippines, and one of our other friends was there, and he was saying that he limits his travel to one per year because he's obviously got a mortgage and he wants to be responsible. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my goodness, that's actually a really that's a really responsible thing to do. And I thought to myself, maybe I should be limiting or reducing my travel from like three, like especially overseas trips. Like in, you know, before COVID, I was averaging around two to three overseas trips, and I would spend quite a bit of time going overseas. And I thought to myself, maybe I should be doing something like that. Maybe I should reduce my travel to roughly, you know, one or one and a half on average per year. But then I thought to myself, travel is the one thing that actually makes us richer. And it's these experiences that really help us to grow. And I'm not going to look back in a few years' time, especially once I'm like married and maybe I have a family and kids, just like my team do. And I don't think I'm going to look back and go, oh, I'm so grateful that I paid off my mortgage by 37 or 36, I'm probably not going to even notice or care about the money that's in my bank account. Those things really don't matter to me. What matters to me are experiences. I value new experiences. So I'm very excited to treat my team to an experience of a beachside vacation. And I'm just so excited to meet, you know, to meet my team tomorrow as well here in Manila. And I think once we let go of holding on to the familiar, ultimately new doors open. And that's when change happens and also new opportunities start to come in, and it brings us to the next big thing. You know, new adventures, new opportunities, new exploration, and then bigger, better things happen. And it's so amazing. It's so, so exciting. And I think there's like nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with spending a lot of time abroad, traveling overseas, you know, experiencing new places and having new adventures, as long as you still have the courage, as long as you still have the bravery and the courage to look within while you travel, to soul search, to dive into the things that come up while you travel. You know, I think for me, like when I travel, one of the best life hacks that I have for like dealing with emotional stuff is to actually travel, because that's when, for me anyway, that's when the stuff comes up the most. That's when I really feel into what has been trapped and what has been pushed down. And travel is the best thing for me because it's like you get to have space away from people, noise, busyness, work. And when you take a break and you have space, you ultimately allow yourself to tune into what's really going on, like what's going on inside. And sometimes it might be a quiet taxi ride where things come up for you when you're looking out the window and there's this big city in front of you. I know for me, I love looking out the window and just looking at a big city. And sometimes it literally brings me to tears. It's absolutely beautiful because it gives you so much perspective. I think for me, it's more of a feeling of gratitude and gratefulness. But sometimes it does take stepping outside of your hometown and stepping outside of your comfort zone to experience these, you know, this feeling of unlimited growth and unlimited potential and unlimited opportunity. And I think ultimately we have to be comfortable with the unknown. We have to be comfortable with change. And change will always bring up resistance. And it ultimately shows me just how unbelievably strong and capable we are. But we've got to step outside our limits and challenge ourselves. And sometimes it really does take moving away from the comfortable. And I'm a huge believer that, you know, being too comfortable is not always good. You know, one of my friends, she was telling me today about how in Japan, especially the elderly people, they get into a craft. So they like find a passion or a field and a specialty, and they get very, very, very good at it. So they become specialists. You know, you could almost call it an obsession. And what's amazing is that they obsess over this one thing to the point where they do it so well, they perfect it. They perfect their craft. It's kind of like, you know, if you were an expert at matcha, or if you were an expert at making matcha cheesecake, and all they do is perfect this recipe and perfect this craft at making these matcha cheesecakes, to the point where they've made it so many times, hundreds and hundreds of times for so many years, decades, months, decades, and more, that it is absolutely perfect. And that's what, you know, and that's what I guess the Japanese are really good at. They are, you know, experts at something, and they will, you know, hone in on a craft and do it so well that, you know, nobody else can do it as good as them. And I remember we were having this conversation, you know, while we were swimming in the ocean. And I thought to myself, that is amazing, because that is something that I think for someone like me, for a millennial who has so many passions and interests, I would find that so difficult. And I know that, you know, there are people out there that are very good at honing in on this one skill and this one craft. But for me, I would find that so difficult because I have so many different interests, right? Like, and I think for a lot of the millennials and the Gen Zs, it is very difficult to imagine yourself staying and doing the one thing, staying in the one place and, you know, being in the one job or being in the one business for a very, very, very long time, because our passions and our interests and our hobbies change. And I think that's okay. Like, I actually think we need to embrace that as a generation and just admit that, okay, we aren't the most focused and we aren't necessarily the most, like, you know, just one directional generation, but that's okay. We need to embrace that. That's also our superpower. You know, our superpower is that we can start a business and then move on to something else. You know, when I first started my first ever business, Matcha Sisters, in, I think it was like 2015 when that started, I ran that business for about 5 or 6 years before I've delved into social media marketing. And, you know, I've been doing social media marketing now for almost a whole decade and running my business, Thrive and Shine Co., for almost a decade. And it is one of those things where I know it is, you know, this ship is going to keep sailing. And if I move into something else, it's okay. Like, we need to stop feeling guilty about what other generations say is right or wrong and just embrace the fact that that is the way we are. Like, especially if you're a millennial or a Gen Z, like listening to this podcast, you're probably going to have several career changes over your lifetime or run different businesses, in fact. And that's okay. You know, it's okay as long as you give something a good hard go and you actually give it a shot. You know, I think the worst thing is when someone has one idea, they implement it, and then they go and change to another idea before the previous idea has actually run its course. I think there's a huge difference between starting something new all the time and just being scattered, and you could say, you know, having a scattergun approach where you're like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing if it sticks, versus just having, you know, a plan, implementing it, following through on that plan. And if it doesn't work, or if 2 or 3 years down the track you find yourself more interested in something else, I think that it is okay, and we need to give ourselves permission for those change in directions. And I think that that's just part of life. You know, plans change, things change, people change. We move from city to city even, and that's okay. We need to embrace change. If we don't embrace change and we're holding on to the past, we end up stuck. And when you end up stuck, you are stagnant. And stagnant energy, stagnation, like in Chinese medicine, stagnation actually causes disease in the body. It causes dis-ease. So you don't want to be stagnant, because the only constant in the world, the only given in the world is change and taxes. So this is a very short episode. It's a real talk episode. So raw and real. I hope you guys resonated with this. It's been great to get your feedback on the Inspired to Thrive and Shine podcast Instagram page. If you are watching this on YouTube or Spotify, make sure to leave a comment. Let me know what else you want me to talk about, who else you want me to interview on the show as well. Stay tuned as well on Instagram for what we are doing in Manila tomorrow. This is actually the sixth entry event that I have spoken at, and I just want to give a big shout out to MKG Events for making all of this possible. If it wasn't for MKG Events, Thrive and Shine would not be on these global stages. And I'm just super grateful for you guys, especially for Michael Gray and your hard work. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for the love and support. We can't wait to share more episodes with you guys. And I cannot wait to share more insights and thoughts on this journey, because this journey is something that we get to share together. I want to give you guys a big shout out. All right, checking out now. Have a good day. And once again, if you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating or a review. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family or anyone that would find this valuable. If you guys are enjoying this, stay subscribed. That would absolutely be the cherry on top. And I will see you guys very soon.
So thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you inspired to thrive.